Unit 9. The Different Forms of Satire. Satire is a genre that uses wit to highlight the folly, greed, and narrow self-interests of people and society. Satire is at times funny, with irony and sarcasm important elements of it, but humor itself is not its purpose. Rather, its aim is to hold powerful persons and institutions up to ridicule in the hopes of changing and improving them. Consequently, most satire is political or social and offers a critical view of the people who shape society. Many literary examples of satire exist throughout the ages. One of the oldest known works of satire is the Egyptian writing, The Satire of the Trades. Ancient Greece and the medieval Islamic world offer examples of satire. In these societies, satire was used, as it is now, to ridicule government officials into changing their policies, such as the plays of the ancient Greek writer Aristophanes. A more contemporary example of satire is Gulliver's Travels by Irish author Jonathan Swift, which offered a satirical view of English society at that time. In the book, there are two political parties in the story distinguished by the size of their boot heels. This inconsequential difference between them was Swift's way of satirizing the minor disputes between the two rival political parties of his time. Another famous work of satire is Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Written in 1884, just 2 decades after the American Civil War, the novel mocks the institution of slavery. One of the main characters in the story is Miss Watson, who owns a slave, Jim, even though she considers herself a good Christian woman with strong values. Twain uses satire to show the hypocrisy of her owning a slave, even though she is a Christian. The genre of satire is not limited to literature. Many hugely popular television shows, programs, and events use satire as a form of social commentary. These include comedy programs such as Saturday Night Live, which uses satire to point out the flaws and peculiar habits of celebrities through its comedic skits. The long-running animated television series The Simpsons is also satirical. It has a large cast of strange characters that are used to make fun of different parts of American culture. The show addresses issues relating to education, gender equality, class divisions, and the media. The Ig Nobel Prizes are awards given to recognize unusual scientific achievements. Although they satirize the Nobel Prizes, their stated purpose is to honor achievements that make people laugh and then make them think.